Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Let's rock, let's roll here on a Tuesday edition of the Burgundy and Gold. Today, the day after the big-time loss in Kansas City last night, we woke up this morning with the Washington Commanders having a record of 3-5 and currently on the outside looking in when it comes to the NFC playoff race. We'll get to it all over the course of 2 hours and 45 minutes, a little abbreviated show here this afternoon. Wizards basketball on tap tonight. And if it wasn't the day after the game, we would definitely sprinkle in some Wizards conversation, because what a opening weekend for the fellas as they picked up a big-time win Friday night in Dallas, and then they came home on Sunday and laid an egg in the second half against the Hornets. But plenty of positives to take away from the DC family. We may get into that before we wrap up the show, but we will give you a full-scale recap and breakdown of Chiefs and Commanders from last night on Monday Night Football. It was a really entertaining watch for about three quarters. And then Kansas City ran away with this one. They win by a final score of 28-7. I don't even know where I want to start with this. I guess I'll start by introducing our super producer, Anthony Haney. Ant, what's going on, brother, man?
What's up, sir? How you doing?
I'm good. I know this has become commonplace for us, common practice for us. We had some very passionate conversation as we were getting ready for the show. Where I stand after last night is kind of what we alluded to all last week. I'm going to sound like a straight loser when I say it, but yesterday didn't matter. In the grand scheme of things, yesterday did not matter for Washington. Because to me, it was always about getting to the bye at 5-5 one way or another. And I would much rather you pick up wins within the conference than not. So your next two, starting 6 days from now or 5 days from now, Sunday Night Football at home against the Seahawks, gotta have it. We'll see who they get back. I know there's reports out there about Jaden Daniels and when he's going to be available and whether or not his status for Sunday night is in doubt. We'll get you that information as we roll throughout the program as well. But I want to start here with my thoughts from last night. I said it all week long. This was a pride game for Washington. This was a game where you really show what type of culture that you've been able to establish and develop within that building. Backs are against the wall. You're backed into a corner. Everyone's talking about you. The noise is as loud as it's ever been. Were you going to sit on your hands, or were you going to come out swinging like a madman? I thought last night Washington came out swinging like a madman. Now, obviously, right, with football, this is why it's a beautiful sport. There are six or seven plays within a game that define the game. And I think last night, in those gotta-have-it moments, Washington made critical errors and critical mistakes, both on offense and on defense. But I go back to my thought process about this team from the outset. When we talk about the 2025 Washington Commanders, when we were speaking about this group in the summer and their ability to replicate last year's success, that was all predicated on this offense leading the way. We knew the defense wasn't going to be worth a damn. That's why I get frustrated. Now, obviously, we didn't think it was going to be this bad. I think we figured they'd be what? Top 15, top 17, top 18. They're bottom five in a lot of major categories defensively. We didn't expect the defense to be this bad, so I'll give you that. But on the same token, we looked at this as a top five offense in the sport. You add Laremy Tunsil, you add Deebo Samuel, you get Jaden here in year number two, you have Bill Kroski Merritt. The offense was always supposed to lead the way for this football team. And what happened yesterday, in my opinion, for the second time in 3 weeks, this offense let you down. Point blank. And I know what the numbers say defensively. You gave up 432 yards of offense. You gave up 6.4 yards of play. In terms of your rush defense, you gave up 5 yards a pop. You gave up explosive runs of 15, 11, 13. All that's true. But I think this offense and their inability to execute in critical moments has been the story of this season. And I know what the numbers are going to say. They're still top 10 in scoring. They're still top 5 in rushing, despite not being able to run it worth a damn over the last 3 weeks. But you look at the time of possession. You look at how often they're running 5 or fewer plays on a drive. And it's just not good enough. And Cliff Kingsbury, Cliff is honest. Maybe honest to a fault. When you hear Cliff Kingsbury every Thursday when we play it for you, the last couple Thursdays, what has Cliff said? We're not executing. We're turning the football over. We're lucky to be 500. That's the last 2 weeks he said that. And I think last night, once again, you saw this offense, while they were able to move the football, they aren't able to sustain drives. They aren't finishing drives with points. And I think they're also, and I'm jumping around here in the opening salvo, there's a conversation to be had about whether or not Washington was too aggressive for going for it on fourth down in that first half. Now, I know the situation at kicker with Matthew Wright, but man, you turned down points several different times in the first half.
Those points would not have won the game, Linnell. It simply wouldn't have. And in a game like that, where we're going on the road playing against this offensive juggernaut, you got to go out there and get touchdowns, not field goals. We talked about that. So the fact that we were in fourth and manageable several times, I like the aggressive nature of Dan Quinn and what we did yesterday. We just did not execute. And I think that's more so like the point that you are making. We got to be able to execute in big moments, and we didn't do that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
haven't done it for the better part of 8 weeks. There are moments throughout this season where they have not executed on third down, where they have not executed in the red zone. Now, the red zone offense has actually been tremendous, so let me actually walk that back. But you understand what I'm saying here. All of the issues that I think that Washington is having offensively, a lot of y'all are going to say, well, why don't you get under center and run the football more? Yes, I can agree with that. You're right. But they're also just simply not executing. And all parties involved can be blamed for this, right? You can blame the tight ends, the offensive line, the quarterbacks, the wide receivers. It's so ironic, Ant, because Ant got me prepared in a way that I haven't been prepared as a host. So now we got the rundown on one sheet of paper so I can easily scroll down and go back to what I said last week. What did I open up Friday with or Thursday with, Ant? Our best players cannot shoot us in the foot. And it happened. Debo, I love you as much as anybody does. But the fact of the matter is, that drop that leads to an interception simply can't happen. It can't. We don't have that margin for error. Marcus Mariota. I thought statistically, right? Look at the final numbers. 21 to 30, 213, 7 yards of completion. He played okay. He played pretty good. There were some big-time misses, though, from Marcus Mariota.
Some big-time drops, too.
Sure. But it all lends itself back to what I said a moment ago. All parties involved are responsible for the shortcomings of this offense. It's not just a Cliff thing. It's not just an offensive line thing. Football is I keep going back to, like, why it's art, man. Where else do you need all 11 guys on one page to go, you know, reach and meet a common goal? Football is special, man. You can have 10 guys doing the right thing, one guy doesn't do his job, and your play is blown up. There are too many times with Washington, offensively and defensively for that matter, where there's one guy blowing up the entire play, screwing up the entire play from an execution standpoint. But I don't want to be doom and gloom here because I am damn proud of the effort they put forth last night. And I'm not somebody that's going to talk about moral victories or anything like that. But the effort that they put forth last night defensively should be applauded. 110%. It is not the defense's fault that the offense, for the second time in 3 weeks, left them out to dry. Your opening drive, you're moving the football. One play ends it all. What happens if you're up 7? And you know this because you played team sports, bro. We take away the mental psyche part of the game. Not scoring any points. Kansas City doesn't feel threatened. Their play calling, when you're down 7-0 as an offensive coordinator, I don't care how early it is in the game. Your thought process is different when you're calling plays. We did not apply the pressure that we needed to offensively. I thought the defense held up their end of the bargain in that first half. And I know what everyone's going to say. What was the numbers in the second half for Pat?
17 for 19 for 210 yards.
In the second half alone.
Several touchdowns.
Second half starts and opens up with a 8-play, 80-yard touchdown drive. It's tough. That's on the defense. But think about the style of football that we know this offense is, or this defense is playing. You're playing bend but don't break. Everyone understands that. They're playing a style of ball where they're conceding everything in between the 20s. That style, and they're trying to hold you to field goals over touchdowns, right? That style doesn't work defensively when after you give up the 8-play, 80-yard touchdown drive, it's 5 and out. 5 plays, 25 yards, you're punting again. The defense isn't getting a chance to rest. We keep talking about the pass rush going silent. They're tired. They're tired. They're tired. They're sucking wind. It's hard. They're grown-ass men. I get it. But right now, I think the biggest problem is we're not seeing complementary football between the offense and the defense. There are times when the defense, to your point, is letting them down. But I think there are also times where the offense is letting them down. And I am looking and grading the offense on a different curve. I expect that group to lead this team. We knew that all offseason. Where are all the resources poured at? On the offense. So they are held to a higher standard, in my opinion. And right now, over the better part of 3 weeks, they haven't lived up to it. The offense didn't hold up their end of the bargain and cost you the football game, quite literally, against Chicago. Last week in Dallas, key guys not executing, ending drives with penalties, drops, bad decisions from the quarterback, etc. Can't have that. The defense can make mistakes. The offense can't. That's the way this team is built. Point blank.
In a game like yesterday where you want to applaud the defensive first half performance,
mm-hmm.
Hey, look, it is something to be acknowledged, but I cannot not look at the second half and what happened. Like, this was a 7-7 game going into the second half. You can't scream, oh, they were tired the second drive in the second half. You can't do that. They just had a great first half where we also, the offense won the time of possession. So they weren't on the field more than the offense. They were resting. They were catching their breath.
Let me ask you this. I'm going to read off the drive charts for the offense in the second half.
I understand
half.
You want to read off the drive charts. Eight plays. And
five plays and a punt. Six plays and a punt. Three and out. An interception. That was the second half for the offense, Ant.
You're right.
How is the defense supposed to get stops when they can't sustain? They can't even get a first down?
Okay, so to open up the second half, you give up an eight-play drive. Okay.
Hey.
They come back on the field, five plays. Get a stop the next drive.
This is where
you want to know why? Because we gave up a conversion on fourth down. Get off the field.
I'll say this, right? And I'm not trying to make excuses for the defense.
Yes, you are.
I am.
Yes, you are.
Maybe I am.
Yes, you are.
But look.
Because, Linnell, this is my thing. Even though the defense was better yesterday,
yeah,
it's still a bad defense, bro.
We knew this coming into the season, though. And this offense has expectations. Think about all of the resources that have been poured into that side of the ball. They're not living up to they're not holding up their end of the bargain. They're simply not.
Will there be one game where the defense can go out there and say, we want ourselves a game? That's what especially if you want to be a contender, defense
that's
wins
like asking,
championship.
That's like asking, look, Ant.
Defense does.
Look, that's like asking a middle schooler, can you dunk? We know you can't dunk, Slim. You 5'3". 301-230-0980 is the number. We're just getting rolling here on a Tuesday edition of the Burgundy and Gold today. Linnell Willingham, Anthony Haney taking you up to 6:45. We got Wizards basketball tonight here on the Team 980. We'll touch on the D.C. family before we get out of here. Jam-packed show for you all. Just me and Ant. No guests here this afternoon. Plenty of your calls. As I see you all already lining up. 301-230-0980. If you want to keep the conversation going with me on social media, it is at NELL_BTP. We're going to let you hear from Dan Quinn. We're going to let you hear from some guys in the locker room from yesterday. But when we come back, I do want to get into detail about the performance of this defense and what we saw from that group yesterday. We'll talk about the offense as we ease our way into the 5 o'clock hour. But Ant wants to talk about the defense. I want to talk about the defense as well. And you can talk about the defense at 301-230-0980. When we come back, what went wrong in the second half for this Commanders defense?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help. You save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.